We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien. You're also, well, attorney, lawyer, barrister. You call it whatever you want. You do it all. And you do it well for Chestnut Cambrone. Now, Jeff, we were talking off the air. We were talking, texting. This story with John Thompson, it just keeps growing, and there's so many layers to it. It all started with a traffic stop on July 4th. He did not have a license plate on the front of his vehicle, and a cop basically wrote him up for it. He was accused of being racist by Thompson. And it is spun from there, from him not having a Minnesota residence. He had the Wisconsin's driver's license. And then there's information that he didn't live where he claimed to live, meaning he didn't live in the district he was elected. And now you have all, or just about all, the DFL leadership calling for his resignation because of domestic assault. Well, these were not just allegations. These were actually, cops came, and this is all part of the public record. Which brings us to what I want to talk to you about. Walls endorsed this guy. This guy, by the way, the one who went to Hugo and said he was going to burn it down. If you're the governor of a state, don't you vet or have somebody in your staff vet whoever you are endorsing? And this all would have been in public record. My wife knows how to. Anyone can go and look up the public record of someone. It's all there, right?
Right.
So I don't get it. I mean, how do you not know that this guy is a alleged reprobate?
It's a good question, Bob. these are issues that were in his past from a long time ago. It's not like he's accused of doing this last week, you know?
No.
And you're right. Here's where I think the calculus was. He's, as we talked about last week, he was very close friends with Philando Castile. The Democrats were doing everything possible to increase their black vote last year, particularly with Black Lives Matter. So why not endorse Philando's friend to run for a House seat, right?
Yep.
And so I'm sure that was the preeminent consideration why they didn't run a background check to find out that this guy may have skeletons in his closet.
Skeletons.
I don't know.
It's okay.
But
well, Jeff, here's the problem. Either they didn't look, which is really a bad idea, not to check his background when anyone can type in and see what complaints there are against some criminal or, you know, any type of complaints where it involves the police, or they ignored it. And that would be even worse if they knew and ignored it. And how do you think it's not going to get out? This is a bad, bad thing. I mean, the Democrats have a huge black eye that's not going to heal very quickly.
Well, and this is a district 67A where he represents is a district. I mean, you're barely, if you're a Democrat and you're breathing, you're going to be elected. And that's part of what they thought was, they'll elect him. Not going to be a problem for us. It's in his past. But, you know, who knows?
But now the problem for them is, Walls and the leadership in the legislature, they're all calling for him to resign, and he's refusing. They can't force him to resign, right?
No, they cannot. They cannot. They can try to – they can bring up – because they'd have to bring a complaint against him in the House, and they would have to – that would lead to a vote on expulsion, okay? But I've seen some Republicans talking about – we'll file an ethics complaint against them if they don't. My advice to the Republicans is stay the hell out of this. This is a DFL problem. They created it. Let them try to fix it. Because guess what? The best thing that's going to happen for Republicans is if the Democrats do anything on this. If they do nothing, you can tag them with that. If they try to remove them, they're going to have a civil war in their own party. Plus, you have the issue of, okay, complaints or allegations of domestic abuse. They also have an attorney general of their party who has had allegations of domestic abuse against him, and they sat on their hands.
Great
about
point.
Him. If you recall a couple of years ago, one of the questions you had asked on the show multiple times of Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith, why will you not disavow Keith Ellison? This won't end well for the Democrats unless the Republicans get in there and screw it up.
Now,
so for anybody thinking that they should file a complaint against him, no. Let the Democrats, you know, deal with their own problem issue here.
Well, there's layers and layers of this, but one of the problems is one of the complaints, doesn't it involve him exposing himself to children or at least one child of his girlfriend's? How do you get away?
Yeah, I do believe there was children present in one of the incidents.
I mean, I can't even get the words out how reprehensible something like that is, and it's criminal. I mean, this is let's back up a second, though. He should resign. He's not going to. But how do they not just throw him out for having a Wisconsin address and no real Minnesota address? And the one he might say
That's a whole separate issue.
They should have been pursued.
There are Democrats and Republicans. There are other Democrats and Republicans who don't live in their district.
Then they should all be ousted. That's horrible.
I agree with you, but I'm saying this turns this away from a DFL issue into a issue generally.
You know, I don't care.
For the Republicans, the smart way to play this would be let the DFL clean it up.
All right, I don't disagree with that, but if you're a Republican or you're a Democrat and you're living in a district or you were elected in a district that you don't live in, you should be forced to leave. I mean, this is unbelievable. I think we talked about it last week. At the federal level, you don't have to live in the as an example, I live in Buffalo. You live in the Albertville area. We could run against Ilhan Omar because you could do that and not live in that district. You can't at the state level. The state legislature, you have to live in the district you represent, and he doesn't. Or at least he didn't. As a matter of fact, within a week or the same month that he was elected, he renewed his Wisconsin license. Driver's license.
Yep.
This is unbelievable they're letting him get away with this. And now these criminal issues. And he's so let me just guess, because I'm out of town. I'm in Lincoln with my son for the National High School Rodeo Finals, or Finals Rodeo, how they call it. But what are these? Is he calling everyone a racist for attacking him on these things? Because that's his go-to.
He's actually blaming systemic racism, because he's challenging the authenticity of these police reports that were filed, saying that they were falsified to make him look like he was a domestic abuser.
Okay, what did his either current girlfriend, wife, or ex-girlfriend have to say about that? She's the one who called, right?
I haven't seen any quotes from that one.
Cops just don't show up. They get a call, and there's a reason to
they're racist. That's why they show up.
Okay, you know what? Let's take him and what he's claiming has some validity to it, that it's systemic racism and it was made up. Why is he fighting it now? Why didn't he fight it at the time? That's a bunch of do. That's unbelievable. That again, that's his go-to. That's his default. You're a racist. It's racism.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now, okay, I have not, I've seen some of the names. Are there any black legislative leaders who have called for his resignation, or is it only white?
I don't know if the Posse Caucus, which is the Persons of Color and Indigenous Caucus of the DFL, has said anything. I haven't seen anything official. I've been watching. Tom House has been reporting this. Tom Lydon. Nobody. I have not seen anything specifically where anybody from that caucus has called for his resignation. Also, at this point, the count is the governor. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, the Secretary of State Steve Simon, and the DFL Party Chair Ken Martin, who have all called for his resignation.
All right,
there is one glaring omission from that list.
Keith Ellison,
which is the Attorney General Keith Ellison.
He said nothing about this, one way or the other.
He can't. He can't.
Birds well, he could say he's going to look into charges. I mean, that he's going to.
Can't.
He can review whether or not he has a legal residency in Minnesota. Isn't that his job to make sure of that? That the guy's legally able to vote or to run in his district, a district he doesn't live in? I mean, he certainly should be getting involved in this.
He can't now.
You know what? How does someone like Ellison get elected? And how does this guy gets elected
in
a district he doesn't live in? I mean, people need to wake up and look at, I mean, we knew all about the charges against Ellison, and whatever happened to the believe all women, that poor woman who he, who claimed that he dragged her or whatever it was that he did to her, she just got ignored
Karen
because,
yep.
Because she's, you know, because he's a Democrat. And the women, well, you mentioned Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar, not even a whiff of saying they have issues with it. It's such, you know, they're all hypocrites.
Believe all women except for the ones that accused Keith Ellison, except for the one that accused Joe Biden. All the other ones we believe.
You know what, Jeff, it's disgusting, and it's not just the Democrats, and there's Republicans too. The rules change to their convenience. It's just annoying. It's so annoying that we're going to take
People get elected. People go run for some. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that run for office that run for themselves, not to do something good for the people that they're going to represent.
No, they don't care about that. All right, Jeff, we need to take a break. It really steams you. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back. We're going to talk a little bit of Vikings again when we return. Be right back.